systems go. Prepare for countdown. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Blast off to adventure in the amazing year 400 billion.
Obscene, dirty, filthy, immoral.
What are you people? On dope?
Kaboom! Hello and welcome to the Jam Hole. Today is Friday, September 18th, 2009. And my name is Matt.
And my name is Danny.
And thank you guys so much for being with us for the Friday night show. This is episode number 247. The last Friday show until the motherfucking live audience shebang.
Yep.
All the info for that, of course, is located at thejamhole.com/250. Oh my goodness gracious. We are going to pack that motherfucking place so tight.
Yep.
Oh, fuck.
It's going to be sweet.
I'm very excited. Very excited for this.
Oh, yeah.
Mike's going to be there. Old school Mike that helped us set up the very first Jam Hole site way back when. And fuck, Johnny from Tucson. Johnny on the spot's going to be here. MDS is coming. Burger's coming. Ward and Josh. The Basement Boys are coming. Shit is going to be crazy. Now, real quick, I did talk to the lady at the hotel at the Comfort Inn, the place that's connected right to the venue, and I asked her to try and put everyone in, you know, one corner of the hotel, far away from everybody else, and on the first floor, preferably. So, if you guys, whenever you make your reservations, make sure to tell her you're with the Jam Hole, and yeah, she'll put us all in one spot. So,
which is nice, very nice.
Yes, it's gonna be nice because I don't know if whoever got rooms there knows this or not, but that's where the after party is gonna be at. So,
yeah, just so you know,
just want to throw that out there. But yeah, September 25th, it's a Friday. The next Friday that we all come into contact with is going to be our 250th episode celebration party, super party. You can check out the at thejamhole.com/map. I added a couple more things there, little points of interest and whatnot.
You know what? The next show we do, MDS will be here.
Yeah, he'll be on the Monday show all the way from Florida, huh?
Fucking A.
Fucking exciting
here
stuff.
Here in the studio / living room.
Rob writes on thejamhole.com/forums. First thing, enjoyed this episode a lot, talking about episode 244, Jam Holiness. Second, if you think it's bad that Montana just got the swine flu, remember we were talking about how finally...
We got it.
Holla at you boys. I live in Chicago, right down the street from an elementary school where at least one and maybe more cases were discovered. Makes you feel like you're at ground zero. That's kind of crazy. Like, you start hearing on the news and you're watching the news station and, you know, it's a video of cops, like, blocking off the block and you're like, wait a sec. That's my block.
Yeah, wait a minute.
Fuck.
I'm standing right there.
You go to open your door and it's all locked from the outside and shit and you're totally effed. God, that would suck.
Hell yeah.
Also, I saw that Montana has voted to get rid of traffic cameras at stoplights. Did you know about that?
No.
I fucking hate those things. I always try and give them the finger.
Oh, yeah, like when you barely run the yellow light or whatever and it's turning red, it takes a picture of your car.
And we just recently got those, as far as I know. That's kind of cool that they're already like, yeah, fuck that shit.
Dude, I've seen those in Florida for like the past 8 years.
Yeah, they're in all big cities and shit. But then again, we just got Best Buy, like, what, a few years ago? So
like 3 years, yeah.
Yeah, we're slowly growing, trying to catch up with everything. These things in Chicago are the bane of our existence. When the only other option is to, or excuse me, when the only other option to running the light is slamming on your brakes and getting rear-ended, I guess you have to run the light and get reamed by the traffic camera. Boom, $100 fine. Talk about kaboom!
Kaboom!
And that's how he typed it. And I've heard in California it's much more than that. Give us some help on how Montana did it so we can get rid of them here. Thanks for the great PCast once again, Rob. Honestly, I didn't even know that you could vote to get rid of those things.
I had no idea. I didn't think that was an option.
Yeah, I thought it was just, you know, the city's thing, like, we need these cameras here. Which, and I've talked to my boss about this many times. He always tells me about how he'll go through a light that's just turning yellow, and he'll look in his rearview mirror, and like five cars. Well, no, like five cars will be behind him going through it. Like, they fucking, people are in a fucking hurry trying to get like rear-ended and shit.
Yeah, yeah, you know, it happens.
But,
people
so,
with cars and all.
Speaking about driving and whatnot, hey, Kalispell. Enough with the fucking parades already, okay? I'm fucking trying to get home, trying to hit the ATM so I have some cash, trying to get home, and I see all these people standing out in the middle of the fucking road again. I'm like, fuck, another fucking parade. The last one I talked about was for the fair, I believe. And parade, whatever, like, that's fine. Some of us actually have places we need to go. Can you maybe not close down the whole fucking road that lets you get from the west side to the east side?
That totally sucks.
It took so fucking long, and I'm sitting there, right, and the light was red, so I stop, and here comes a big, nice fucking truck from some, you know, rich dude whose kids are in fucking school.
Right.
Towing a big, nice, rich boat.
Of course.
In the boat.
Bitches.
A bunch of, like, 12 to 15-year-old sluts dressed. Like, I didn't hear what they were listening to, but they were up there, like, getting their freak on. And I'm like, you're fucking 12.
Yeah.
And the only thing weirder than that is that I'm sitting here right now watching you, and I have a boner. And that's your fault, 12-year-olds. No, I didn't really. But seriously, if you're going to stop traffic so that I can watch the fucking future of Kalispell just slut it the fuck up.
I'm good.
So stupid.
I don't want to see that.
So the light turns green for me, and there's still, you know, there's people all over the thing. And I don't know if I was supposed to wait for the parade to go by, but I was like, fuck that, dude. As soon as it turned green, I was like, I'm out. So I'm sure someone tattled on me for that.
Of course.
Kids running in the street picking up candy and shit because they're throwing it. But
right.
it blew my mind how young these girls were, and they're just
all
in the back.
And shit. Yeah, like, just I'll suck your dick.
Doing that fucking booty shake dance and stuff. Like, is that what we're teaching our kids?
Yeah.
Good job, guys.
Yeah.
Fucking unfucking believable. So you know, not all of us have time to just sit and watch your fucking little slut daughters get their freak on. So if you could just stop doing that, I would appreciate
that'd be wonderful.
It. Who failed nesting at work?
That'd be me.
It was you.
It was me. Yes.
Okay. What happened?
If you don't know what nesting is the
what we're doing. In this house.
Yes.
We're nesting.
Also, yes.
We nest pretty good,
nesting,
I say.
In my job means you're in an area that is segregated from the actual production floor, and there are coaches all around you to basically...
It's like...
give you a hand, like, whenever you need it type of deal.
It's kind of the essence of the 90-day probationary period at
a
job,
right.
Where you have a little leeway one way or the other to, you know, fuck some shit up maybe because you're new. It's the learning stage.
And so, today was our graduation day, all right?
Did you guys have a party?
Yeah, we did.
How was that?
Party, super party.
Was it?
Yeah, it was pretty sweet.
Emerald status?
Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
Fucking A, but...
That's intense.
Yet, I did not graduate.
Huh.
Yesterday, it was really great because I was wanting to see the failee list, and I was like, I want to know who failed, you know? And they told me, you know, they're like, okay, you know, so, get off the phone, stop taking calls.
Okay, that's, I was going to ask, like, you guys are all just on the phones and shit, and then they come around and...
They point to the unavailable thing on my soft phone on the computer, and that basically means, you know, that I can't take any more calls, and that means that they want my attention for a minute. So I do that, I get off my call, and I'm like, what do you want? And they're like, we're all going into the Whitefish room, you know, that's just the name of the stupid room.
Yeah, different conference rooms.
Right. And I'm like, okay, so I go in there, and there's, like, my two coaches, and I'm like, I was like, so where's that failee list? Can I see it? And they're like, well, let's wait for everyone else to get here. And I'm like, okay. And, like, two other people get in the room, and then they shut the door, and I'm like, I get it! This is the failee list right here in the fucking room!
Wow.
And so, it was great.
How big was your class?
About 20, 21. 21? 22, I think. 21 or 22,
22 people?
Yeah.
Including you, and how many people failed?
Three
people failed.
Right. That's actually really good. Seriously.
It's not really good that you failed.
No, I kind of did it on purpose.
Do I need to give you a spanking for bringing home Fs on your report
Seriously,
card?
All my stats are better than everyone else's.
Because I'll
problem,
do it. I'll
only,
do it.
Shut up.
I'll do it.
You shut the fuck up. I hate it when you interrupt me.
Sorry.
Anyway, my stats are actually better than everyone else's. Just the only thing that is lacking is the call time.
What stats?
In order to move to production, you have to have a call time of 250 or under or whatever. No, it's 300 or under. Mine is at like 396.
In order to do that, then basically fuck the customer. Just get them off the phone.
Right, and that's stupid.
We're not here to help. We're here to keep our call times
low. No, man, I get an online banking call. I'm like, fuck yeah, I'll walk it through you. I'll walk you through it. No big deal. Yeah, I'll go into your shit and go through it with you and make sure you get everything done. Yeah,
what
cool.
What is the purpose of that? It's not like cooking at a restaurant. It's like we got ticket times. They need to be low. I understand that. Why... You would think you want...
Because there's a lot of people calling in. They just want more people getting serviced quicker. And, you
but
know.
The service... What good is the service if you're not doing anything?
Right. It's like fast food now. You know what I mean?
That's ridiculous.
When you make it too fast, it's not that great.
Excuse my face. Right.
So,
but that's like...
My call times are around like 400, and they need to be down at like 300.
But that's the whole
ideally
purpose.
Ideally like 250.
That's the whole purpose of thejamhole.com/250? Huh? Yeah. See what I did? But that's the whole purpose of this call center is to help people. Why do they measure your stats by how quickly you get them off the phone?
I mean, I don't know. But you know what's funny is like everybody, they keep track of how many credit card presents that you have, like how many are available for you to present and how many you actually do present.
Right.
Okay, like everyone else is, it's like they get like, they present 6 out of 17 or like... 3 out of 10 or whatever. Dude, when she called mine, she's like 12 out of 12. And I'm like, fucking A, yeah, right, dude. And like, I never missed that shit. And then she's like, okay, and your transfer rate. Everyone's at like 40 and 50% transfer rate. I'm at like 22.
And what is that like? I want to speak to your manager.
Right. I de-escalate them. I'm like, no, you know, my supervisor, they're going to stand by my word. They're going to look at your account and review it the same way I am. They use the same tools I do. I can assist you just as well as my supervisor could. The only thing you could do with my supervisor is basically make a complaint.
So you're like, no. And they're like,
yep.
Pardon?
Yep.
No.
And then when they ask me to transfer them to a different department, I'm like, here, let me use that number. Do you have a pen and piece of paper?
Click.
Yep.
It's a dick move, baby.
But you know what? It keeps my transfer rate down. It keeps everything, whatever. And like, I get good cues, which is, you know, that the online survey they send you when you get a phone call and stuff. I get good cues. I get good feedback and stuff through my calls. Everyone that I help or whatever fucking loves me.
Thejamhole.com/feedback? No?
No ding for that. Sorry. It wasn't funny. But, I don't know.
I'm trying. God.
Like, seriously, my coaches are like, dude, you do an awesome, great job. It's just they won't let us move you forward with this call time. And I did that on purpose for a reason.
You tanked the test?
Yes, I did.
Were people betting on this and you had the underdog stats, so you tank one fight and you win like $1 billion?
No.
Oh.
I actually asked a couple people, I was like, what do your call times have to be at to move to production? And they're like, okay, in production, you need to be at 250. But to move to production, it needs to be around 300. They're like 350 is like the top.
So what is production? Is that the
That's the actual floor that you're you're on your own doing calls, whatever, by yourself, all that crap. So your call times have to be 300 or under, 350 at the very most. I mean, like, that's... They don't want to push you into production with 350, but they will if they don't have the room. You know what I mean?
So, right, or if they need the people, the bodies out
Right. So I'm like, okay, I'm going to get my shit up to 400. Fucking watch this shit. And I did. I got to like 396 or whatever, and they told me that, and they're like, this is the only reason you're being held back right now. They're like, you'll be in nesting for another week. And
the thing you... And you make the same amount of money whether or not you're in nesting or production.
And
so
I
who gives a shit?
And the thing is nesting... The schedule for nesting is 8 o'clock in the morning until 4:30 at night.
Which
or
is
in the afternoon.
Perfect.
And, yes. And I get weekends off. So Saturday,
which
Sunday off.
Which is also perfect.
Right.
For us.
Once I get out of nesting and in... am in production, my regular schedule, I will be working from 10 o'clock in the morning till 6:30 at night.
Which is cool
still.
It's still
I would rather the 4:30, you know. But and then my days off are Friday and Saturday.
Which is still all right.
It's a pretty sweet schedule, I gotta admit that. But I really still like 8 to... And right now, without my car... 8 to 4:30 is perfect because I can get a ride from you.
Where's your car at?
At a mechanic shop.
Okay, so last everyone heard here, you went... Where did you go? I forget. You went somewhere, and the car started acting up again, right?
Work. I went to work.
Oh, right, yeah. Because then we had to get towed from that. Okay. So you take it to the mechanic, and he can't find anything wrong with
it? Yeah, he saw that the plugs were all fouled out again, which I didn't understand, because he said that one of them wasn't tightened down all the way, so it...
Oops.
Fouled that one out.
Oops.
And it fouled the other five out also.
Huh. Who's who might have did that?
The last mechanic that worked on my car.
Huh. Interesting.
And the fucking...
I wasn't done. Do you think he did that on purpose or just an honest mistake?
I think it was an honest mistake.
Okay. Fair enough.
Seriously. But the spring, I think it's called a spring coil or whatever, that's below the spark plug that gives the spark plug spark.
Right.
That fried out too.
Huh.
So they replaced all of that, and then it started running and everything, and then they noticed that my fuel pressure was really low. It was like at, I think he said like 46, and it's supposed to be at like 54 or some shit like
that.
Right,
okay.
Or, yeah, something like that. And
sure.
It was 5 pounds low than factory standard. And so they let it run for like an hour trying to get it this, you know, fix itself, work itself out.
And
maybe it had a small plug in the injector, whatever.
And it took a huge dump.
It went to zero fuel pressure.
Wow, that's like none.
Yeah, that is like zero, Z-E-R-O, zero.
So do you think perhaps, direct your attention to thejamhole.com/live if you are joining us this evening. What's this?
That looks like throw up in a toilet. By the way.
Oh, sorry, wrong picture.
No. If you'd also like to see this picture, you can go to thejamhole.com/forums. I posted a couple pictures up there. I went in and they found out that someone had dumped about over a pound of sugar in my gas tank.
What?
I had never heard of someone doing this before. I know what it does to a car. I've heard of kids doing it to other kids, like, you know, in high school and shit. Like,
no, 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 no. Kids soap other kids' windows. Kids saran wrap other kids' cars. Putting sugar in a fucking gas tank? Why don't you just clip the fucking brake lines, you piece of shit?
But
that's the kind of shit that fucking... if I was cheating on you and you came in and caught me,
right, that's the shit I would do to your car.
Exactly. Who
the fucking oil on your damn windshield wiper so you had to replace your whole
windshield,
dude?
And then cut the brake lines.
Mm-hmm.
So who is the punk ass motherfucker that thought it would be a good idea to put sugar in the gas tank of Danny of the Jam Hole? Who
that is a good question.
The fuck
has I would a like to know.
Death wish. Are you kidding?
Because you know what? As soon as I see anything on those fucking surveillance cameras at work with somebody with a fucking white bag that even looks like sugar, I'm fucking killing them.
I don't know if you know this or not, but we've amassed in the year and a half we've been doing this show, we have some good friends.
Doesn't
and
even
a
matter.
Lot of
Fuck
them.
It. Don't care about
a
friends.
Lot,
guess what? I'll take care of my fucking self,
a lot
dude.
Of them.
As soon as I find out who it is, dude, I'm going to curb stomp that motherfucker. You ain't got no clue. I'm pissed. I owe $11,000 on that car, and now I can't even drive it, and I still have to pay $310 a month, plus $90 on my insurance, plus it's going to be $1,000 plus some in fucking damages to repair on my car just because someone was a prick.
If they can even do that, dude.
If they can even fix it. The sugar that they put in my gas tank crystallized, okay, and you know what? Everybody's like, oh, they proved it wrong on Mythbusters, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, if someone puts a little bit of sugar in your gas tank, it's not going to do a whole lot. Usually it works itself out. But when you put a whole fucking bag of sugar.
3 pounds of sugar, probably.
Now, once they put a big amount of sugar in there, what happens is when your gas actually gets low, it starts to fucking crystallize because it's trying to process the sugar with the gas.
It's all the heat
it builds up, and it turns it
into caramel, pretty
right.
much.
Right, and it caked around my fuel pump. My fuel pump was
Check
full
this
of it.
Out, dude.
I pulled it out. It's fucking full of sugar.
Anywhere that gas in your vehicle gets circulated to
There's
is
sugar.
Now totally
Caked.
Fucked.
Yeah, the fuel pump weighs like, dude, I picked it up. It weighs like 8 pounds, dude. It's supposed to weigh like 2.
Have you guys been listening to the past like 50 fucking episodes? Does it sound like my girlfriend needs more shit to fucking deal with? Are you kidding me? Who did you cheat on, baby?
Nobody.
What the fuck?
I don't know anyone in this town that would want me to have
that
this
is,
kind of problem.
That is the most childish
I don't know anyone that shit. That I could have pissed off this bad. Seriously, I ended up calling people that I used to work with today.
Hold on. Amham says, it's a really sweet ride now. Come on.
You're so not funny.
I found that amusing.
Yeah, it is amusing. I'll laugh about it later, but not right now. It still hurts.
Oh, anyway. And Amy says, is DeFelon still in jail? Maybe he did it.
I did look that up. I actually called the Flathead County Detention Center here, and they told me that, yes, he did have a 5-year sentence and was transferred out to Missoula. So he is still currently in jail.
So there's no possible way that he could have done that.
No, there's no way he could have done that.
What if he made a phone call to someone and was like, hey, he doesn't have
anybody
friend.
Up here,
right,
or
okay.
he wouldn't be begging me to stay over here.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Exactly.
And, dude.
Burger, in a little nod to Scott Sigler's Infected, says, call Columbo. The Columbos, man. It's, yeah, you'd have to read the book, which I am almost fucking done with, and I have to say, nice fucking job, Scott. Awesome book. Awesome. Makes my dick get hard.
Makes your dick
and then
get
my
hard.
Dick explodes.
Right. Anyway, but seriously, dude, like, my fucking fuel pump is, it's like a brick of concrete. And then my fuel filter, holy shit, dude, it's so caked. And I, you know,
yeah,
I just replaced this stuff 3 months ago.
Yeah.
All of it. Everything that is fucked now, I replaced 3 months ago.
And
brand
that's
new.
Awesome because it costs money to fix, obviously.
Right, it was $500 before. This fuel pump alone is $300. Just saying.
Yeah, that's expensive. And if you didn't have me to give you a ride or somebody else, like, if you were here by yourself, like, how would you do that? You need the car to go to work to make money to fix the car.
Like, I would have to use my black truck again.
Well, right, I'm just saying.
I mean,
like,
it's definitely...
There's a fucked up position to put somebody in.
It is.
That's like catty bitch fucking keying your car kind of shit. Who the fuck puts sugar in people's gas tanks still? What grade are we in, people?
You know,
are you
in
kidding
high
me?
School, I would put bologna on people's cars in the middle of the summer just because it would strip the paint and make like a bologna, you know, a circle thing on the car.
Okay,
but
so
that
what?
Did not make the car stop running or anything. You
so
know?
What you're saying is maybe you have a little karma that's unpaid and now the debt collectors are calling, if you know what the fuck I mean. I know what you mean. Matt.
No, because in return, that piece of karma was returned by my ex-fiancé selling my car. So,
oh, word.
Right.
Burger says one of Matt's exes Like, who gives a shit
nobody
about
cares.
Me? Like,
dude, even my
nobody
exes,
gives a
dude,
shit
they
about.
Have done that.
Yeah, nobody gives a shit about me
they're
enough to be like.
They're off in La La Land doing drugs, fucking fat bitches. You know they're happy.
I'm sorry. Did you have your kids in the car, or did you leave them at home when you went to dump sugar in the gas?
Right,
tank?
Right.
Like,
did you
yeah.
bring her with you?
Who has time to fucking do that?
I have no idea.
That blows my mind because we were sitting trying to figure out, like, okay, logically, who could it possibly?
Who did
be?
I piss off? Yeah.
And
I have no one in
no
my head.
Idea.
Not a fucking clue.
So if you did do that, give us a call, 406-204-4687. Love to talk to you.
Yes, very
Would
much
love
so.
It. Oh, and Chickadee says, karma. Uh-huh. Because it's your car, that's all fucked
so,
up.
So, yeah, I went down and had to file a police report and shit, so that way I could
did
go
they,
down on Monday. What?
Did they remember you?
Yes.
They're like,
actually.
Oh, you mean the car that...
No, I gave them my name, and they're like... No, what was it? I said my first name, and then she says, and your, what did she say? She's like, and your name? And I'm like, Dana, and she's like, D-A-N-A. I'm like, yeah. And she goes, Whitten. I'm like, yep. And she goes, your birthday? And she says it. I'm like, yep, that's me.
See, and Amy's has a good point. Why would they wait if it was, going back to what Burger said, if it was one of my exes, why the fuck would they wait 8 months into the relationship and then be like, oh, now I got you?
Bird is saying had to be Zach the Felon. Like I said before,
he's
locked up, man. There's no way he could have done that.
Unless Bird is saying maybe he made a phone call, which goes back to what we just said. He has no fucking friends here to call.
Right.
He'd be calling Dana to be like, hey, Dana, can you go put sugar in this bitch named Dana's gas? Oh.
Wait, that's you.
You're my own. Oh, fuck.
Fuck, sorry.
I just wasted my last phone call.
So I filed the police report and stuff, so that way, you know, it's put in as vandalism or whatever.
Right.
And I'm going to go down to my insurance company on Monday and talk to them, and hopefully, they will cover the costs. Because I made the fucking charge or whatever at the police station, and they'll be able to get the records
you
from
know,
that. And I'm still looking through the videotapes and shit at work. The security lady is giving me a hand. She like I was
is
seriously
she really?
In tears, like fucking talking to her. I'm like, I don't know what to do. I don't know if it happened here or not. I'm just trying to rule out everything right now. We just need to go over, and I don't know when it could have happened, so I don't know where my car was at, but I just want to rule out this parking lot because my car has been here quite a lot because I have been working here. During the day, you know, it's here for 8 hours a day. I'm like,
right. And
I just want to rule this out.
It's always in the same parking lot.
Right.
So
and it's always
in
that like the same
general,
spot.
In that general area.
Right.
Yeah.
And I made her a little map and I showed her. I'm like, this is where my car is usually parked. This is what color is. This is the make, the model, the year, you know, and I'm like, this is what happened, and I gave her my cell number.
Amy says maybe it was totally random, and she was the lucky one.
That's
and
what I kind of think, too, because I did not piss anyone off. I don't know anyone that would have it out for me that fucking bad to seriously wreck my brand new vehicle.
Brand new.
It would seriously. It's
know,
only got 55,000 miles on it, baby. It's
right.
It's brand new to me, man.
I know.
And
it was a nice
car.
It was a nice vehicle until you let dipshit Jackfuck run it through the forest.
But you have any idea how hard it is to clean sugar out of a fucking car?
It's almost impossible, dude. And honestly, I don't know much about insurance, but I hate to say this, but I really don't think vandalism is covered in full coverage insurance.
Well,
I think it's
an
add-on you have to get.
I really don't know at all yet, and I'm just hoping that it is covered, because if it's not, then I don't know what to do. I'm just going to cry my eyeballs
out
and probably shoot holes in my car.
Do you remember, like, 6 months ago?
I just constantly pay on a very large target.
When me and your mom were talking, and we were like, you need to just get rid of this thing and drive my Subaru. Learn how to drive a stick and drive my Subaru.
Yeah, but at that point in time, who the hell is going to buy that car? And still, who the hell is going to buy a car for that much money
you
right
don't,
now?
You're not going to sell that car. You just need to... You need a functioning vehicle.
So what am I supposed to do? Get rid of it and just keep paying on it?
You gotta do something, or default on the loan and tell them to go fuck themselves.
But that'll ruin my dad's credit because he's a co-signer. I can't do that to my dad.
Then call up a friend of a friend and have it disappear. Problem solved. I'm just saying, dude. You can't constantly be destroying your life over this piece of shit car that keeps breaking and breaking.
Well, it's not a piece of shit. Well, I know. I'm sorry. This is what happened. You know,
that was me.
It's a wonderful fucking car, dude. It's a great car, dude. It's awesome, and it's mine, and I fucking bought it and paid for it, and I'm still paying for it out the fucking ass,
and we'll continue to pay for it for, like, the next 5 years.
I feel like I deserve a fucking good car because I work my ass off, and this is what happens to
Nobody deserves anything. You got to earn that shit, and you did. You just made a bad decision with it, and that's fine. Shit happens.
What did I make a bad decision doing? I'm just saying, for now. I don't understand. What bad decision did I make with it?
When you bought it? You probably paid a little more than you should have.
Well, yeah, that's okay. Fine and everything, but right now, I should still...
You should never have let What's-His-Face drive it with warrants and stuff like that.
I didn't know he had warrants or anything like that. I had no idea.
And that all gets filed back to shit fucking happens, and that sucks. But you're lucky because if it came down to it, you could figure out how to drive a stick... You're smart.
I know
girl.
How to drive a stick, Matt. It's just every time I end up fucking up the clutch because I'm
well. That's fine.
With it.
Braden already fucked up the clutch on this one. It's brand new.
And Bird, no, it's not a Kia. It's an Isuzu Rodeo.
It might as fucking well be. It's a little play school fucking.
No, it's not. It's actually a beefy fucking awesome SUV, well, dude. It's got balls. It stretches through those fucking woods at my mom's house, dude.
It reminds me of like the Mitsubishi Montero and like the Honda Passport
no,
and
it's
the
like
Kia
a, it's
Sportage.
It's like a Toyota 4Runner, dude. That's exactly what it's like.
Really?
Yeah, I've driven a I used to have a Toyota 4Runner and the Rodeo is almost exactly the same thing. For reals.
All right.
Yeah, it's a super great car. It's just, I don't understand.
Just,
if we can't get this totally cleaned out of it, dude, it's never going to be the same. And I'm so fucking worried that the insurance isn't going to cover it and that they're not going to be able to get the sugar completely out of the engine.
That I honestly, dude, that sugar is everywhere that gasoline touched in that truck. Like, they're going to have to clean the fuck out of it.
They have to take the tank out, which they already did. Empty it out, throw everything out of it, and then steam it to get the fucking sugar out of it.
Really?
Yeah. And they have to replace the fuel pump, the filter, all that. They have to clean the lines out.
You're replacing a lot of shit.
Like I said, this is going to be well over $1,000 worth of fucking damage to my car. You know?
So we're all about going green and stuff, but we're not powering vehicles with sugar yet.
Yeah, we're
not
there
yet. So if you can never do that again... Ever.
Seriously, I found out about that today at work. Like, the mechanic had called my phone.
I found out before you did, and I debated whether or not I should call you and let you know or text you. I would text you because, you know, I didn't know when your break was, but I chose not to because I didn't want you to be at work and then just. I knew that would destroy your fucking day, dude.
Oh, it did. Don't get me wrong. It fucking did, dude. My phone vibrated or whatever at like 9:30 and I go on break at about 10 in the morning. And so I go out on break and I get my voicemail and it's my mechanic. He says, call back. I'm like, okay.
Right.
And I call him back and I'm like, hey, what's up? It's the chick with the rodeo. I was like, you find out anything, you know, new? And he's like, yeah, I now know exactly what's wrong with your car. I'm like, oh, yeah,
oh,
what's
so
up?
And the mechanic called you. Yeah. It wasn't your uncle.
He wanted to tell me.
Because your uncle called me and was like...
Wayne didn't call me or tell me either.
Yeah,
you
dude.
Both knew.
And
not just fucking tell me.
As soon as he told me that, I was like, you're fucking kidding me, dude. And I was fucking pissed about it, you know? And it's not even my car. I don't even like that car. And it hurt me.
Yeah, and then the mechanic told me what happened. He's like, yeah, someone put a massive amount of sugar in your tank.
There was no note or anything like that. Nothing. Just
they should have keyed their name in the side of my car so I could have that. That'd have been wonderful.
And I understand the whole random thing going back to that. Because when I was younger, we used to drive around. We used to just take those big red wiffle ball bats. Mm-hmm. And we just go driving down like the one ways and stuff. Just fucking hitting the side mirrors, the rear view mirrors
that's
that
mean.
Hung out. Huh?
It's mean.
I know. It's an asshole thing, and now my dick's about to explode. So I've paid my dues, but it could very well in a town like this that it's growing. I guess churches and banks, but if
a friend
that
of mine, when I had my black Trans Am, he took clear fingernail polish and painted a giant penis on my door.
Nice.
Pointing up towards me at the window, and so it would never come off. So yeah, that was wonderful.
And
but
see, one thing I didn't really think of, Amy says maybe it was a neighbor. Got any issues there? And a while ago, if you would have said that, I would have been like, possibly. But now,
dude, the neighbors downstairs
so.
Fucking love me, okay? Yeah. They're alcoholics or whatever. We bullshit and talk and stuff.
Yeah, they're into fishing and shit.
Yeah, like, we totally bullshit all the time. They're like, dude, you catch any pike today? Blah, blah, blah. Hey, you got any new spots? And
gives
like,
you drugs.
Yeah, we trade spots.
You suck
and
them
stuff.
Off.
Yeah, right, I know.
Done and done.
But
it's
and
a
we
good
trade,
deal.
Like, cool wound stories and stuff. Like, the neighbors like me. I like the neighbors. It's cool.
Yeah, so
I don't
it's...
have beef with anybody around here
yeah.
at all.
I bet it had to have been totally random, unless when he's flushing out the system, a little note in a bottle
I fucking hope so,
pops
dude.
Out.
I
and,
fucking hope
know.
So.
But
I will kill.
But like
somebody.
What I was saying is that you know this town is still small, and for kids like that, there's not much to do. I don't understand.
Like I wonder
walking
if this will
around.
Actually fuck the car up.
Well, like how are they ever gonna know? Except that they won't
right.
see it there now. But
well, I mean, maybe it's someone that works at Teletech that's like 17 years old. Because you can be 17
cool.
and work at Teletech now.
Maybe. Maybe.
And you could be dumb and fucking fill the thing up. And
who
be
walks
like, I wonder
around,
if the car comes there.
Who walks around with sugar? Mm. Is what I'm thinking. If it was random, that's kind of weird. Unless
fucking
that me. They were at their house and they're like, so tonight, either hit mirrors with wiffle ball bats or sugar in the gas tanks. And they're like, ooh, sugar in the gas tanks. Haven't done that in a while.
I know, right? It's so stupid. I'm so pissed off, dude. Like, he told me about that, the mechanic or whatever, and I seriously started breaking into fucking tears, and I took extra long on my break sitting out there on the fucking picnic table, and I'm just, I hung up with the mechanic, I called you, and I hung up with you, and then I called my dad. And then I talked to my dad, and dad already knew before I fucking knew, too. Everybody
yeah.
fucking knew before me.
Because
and I'm
you...
sitting there outside talking to my dad. I'm like, who the fuck? Why the fuck? What the fuck? Why the... I don't understand what the fuck. This is fucking stupid. I fucking hate people. Fuck, fuck, fuck. And people around me, like, one of the ladies was like, your language. And I'm like, motherfuck, fucking shit. I hate this shit. I fucking hate people. I will curb stop a motherfucker. Blah, 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 blah. Like, staring right at her.
Yeah,
I'm
you're
like,
fired. You're probably fired.
Well, no, I looked at her. I'm like, who the fuck would put sugar in my motherfucking gas tank? And then she looked at me like, oh, I'm so sorry. But, oh, man, I was so fucking pissed off. It was just like a stream of just hate and, like, evil and everything just coming out of me. And then I wanted to go back and get on the phones. And I went in. Oh, yeah, it was horrible. It was really bad talking on the phone with people that were like, I have to go here and I have to have this hole taken off of my money so I can go here and I just don't know what to do.
Really?
Yeah.
How many criers have you had? How many crier tucks
Four.
Have you had?
Four.
Counting me today?
What?
Never mind.
Yeah, you were crying your eyeballs out.
I was sad.
That's because you cut your dick open.
No, I didn't. Actually. So that sucks for you and your... awesome car.
Yeah, it's wonderful. You'll hear more news about it on Monday. Keep in touch.
Honestly, I'm kind of glad, I guess, isn't really the word I'm looking for.
You're glad about this?
Satisfied that because I've had to take you to work, I have been on fucking time.
And you're very cranky in the morning, not
like,
to mention.
Well, yeah, dude, because I fucking wake up... halfway
when
through
your alarm
the night
goes off
and eat stuff. No, this is like 3 hours before my alarm
but
goes off.
But you set your alarm for
seven
o'clock. Okay.
Yeah. With
so
an
you're
auto
upset
snooze.
That you're actually getting up for set at 7:10.
With an auto snooze of 25 minutes.
Right. I don't understand why you're so upset about getting up 10 minutes later than your alarm
because
is set.
Because it's. You have no idea. Those last 10 minutes are the most crucial 10 minutes of my whole day. And when you destroy that, you pretty much just destroyed my day.
Well, I kind of crawled back into bed and nodded out with you for like another 20 minutes this morning. I was like, because it was cold when I got up to take a piss and stuff. And I'm like, oh my God, it's so cold. And I looked at you and you looked all warm and cozy. So I got back under the blankets and curled up. You went back to sleep for a little while with like my phone under my pillow so I knew I'd wake up.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So that was cool. But, I don't know. That's good that you're getting to work on time.
Yeah. So, did you hear about these large drug busts that happened around here locally?
Locally? No.
Locally. Authorities.
Meth?
Pardon?
Is it meth?
Maybe.
Yeah, it's meth.
Authorities in the Flathead have recently made two large drug busts, arresting a whitefish man after finding a marijuana growing operation at his residence and arresting a Plains couple for selling
meth.
Prescription meth. No. Drugs.
I'm like, I think there was prescription meth.
Yeah, it's called Ativan, Ritalin.
Well, that's
what's
not
that other
meth
shit?
Meth.
Burger, what's that other shit? Anyway. At 6 p.m. on September 8th, law enforcement officers executed a search warrant at the home of John Han Penis. No.
John Jacob.
Hancock.
Hammerschmidt. Oh, what?
His name is John Hancock.
Cock.
I said Han Penis.
Hmm.
According to a press release issued by the cops, officers seized 35 marijuana plants, an unspecified amount of packaged marijuana, $10,000 in cash, a vehicle, and other miscellaneous items used as part of the growing op. A bunch of water jugs on it with my name.
Right.
That sucks. Mm. But you should see if they'll let you borrow that car. No?
No.
Oh. Hancock, sorry, was present when the warrant was served and was arrested at the scene. The investigation was a collaboration between the Montana Division of Criminal Investigation, the Northwest Drug Task Force, and the Whitefish Police Department. All three of them.
Nice.
I'm curious if they were a licensed caregiver or not.
Maybe.
I mean, I can see, you know, the...
They wouldn't, like, raid their shit if they're licensed caregivers.
Well, and I guess they said... It did say he was selling to an undercover cop.
Yeah.
Or no, that was the Plains couple.
Oh.
Selling prescription drugs to an undercover cop. Yeah,
okay,
that's...
you don't do that. You can't have a caregiving license for prescription drugs.
No,
this
is a separate one. This is the second bus. But, yeah, that's a huge no-no. Because now, not only are you not going to get those prescription drugs anymore, which you probably also needed, but now you're going to jail. And
yep.
Word on the street is... detoxing in jail?
Not fun.
Not fun at all. Not that I've ever done it. Never been to jail.
Wouldn't want to do it.
Knock on wood. But I've heard from people that have. No mas. Not at all.
So,
2 weeks earlier, in an unrelated case, authorities arrested Robert and Samantha Cottingham of Plains for allegedly selling prescription drugs to an undercover cop. According to the press release, officers received a tip in early August that someone known only as Bob from Plains was selling large amounts of pills in Plains and Kalispell.
You think that was our landlord?
Bob?
Yeah.
Maybe.
Maybe.
No, it's not. As part of the investigation...
I haven't seen him in a while. I don't know.
Maybe. An undercover officer was introduced and eventually discovered Bob was, in fact, Robert Cottingham.
Yep.
Hmm.
Why do they call Robert's Bob? I don't get that.
Because Bob is just a badass name, and it's an anagram.
Eh.
The Cottinghams were arrested August 24th, shortly after they sold 40 blank pills for $2,000 to the UC. Oxycodones. I'll give you
close.
Half a point for that, so 20 oxys.
Well, that's a lot of money, and they're not a lot of pills.
$2,000,
so yeah.
40, what is that? Someone do the math. 2,000 divided by 40. Or 40 divided by 2,000. You know which one I'm talking about.
2,000 divided by 40, you dork.
It's 500. Thank you. I just did that in my head.
Anyway.
Huh? In my fucking head.
Keep going,
wait,
please.
Was that right? Oh. Yeah, so that's it. They're
I got something
to
talk about.
And detoxing in jail, and that sucks for you.
I got a little something to talk about.
Cube, 1969?
No, not that yet.
Oh, okay.
I would like to know about the pictures on Twitter of the blood-covered toilet.
I had an abortion, you
right,
could say.
Because I had to clean that off of the walls.
Was that before or after
toilet.
I puked all over the place.
Before you puked.
Right, got it.
Right. There was blood splattered on the back of the toilet, the handle of the toilet,
let me tell
the top
you something.
Of the toilet, the wall, the counter, the cabinet.
I actually have nice pictures that I took with my real camera of that that I'll probably do something with.
We'll make I think you were proud of it.
A little bit.
You're like, I just spewed like, blood everywhere.
That just came out of this, and that's impressive.
And what is this?
Well, a man can only take so much of his girl being like, let's fuck, why can't you fuck, it sucks that you can't fuck, I'm completely unsatisfied. Until the man is just like, you know what, I don't care if I have a medical condition, I don't care if I have a big cyst on my cock, I'm gonna fuck. And so I did, mm-hmm. and it was awesome.
Oh,
who
God,
came?
It was
who
amazing. Came? I did.
High
you
five.
Did.
Buddy Christ came. Come on.
But I didn't mean to make you feel like that, you know?
And you kind of did, because you were like, and it's,
well, and
it was
we were
fucked
just
up.
Both kind of laying in bed, and like we were just fooling around
it
with each other.
It was fucked
and...
up, though, because it was me that was like, come on, let's do it, let's do it, let's do it. And you were like, oh, I'm so tired and shit. And then all of a sudden, now I can't fucking do it. You're like, yeah, let's fuck. What's the
well,
matter,
pussy?
Well,
it's not
pussy?
Like every night. I'm like, man, I really wish we could. Sometimes it's just like, damn, I really, really just want to fuck. But it's
okay,
not
so
like
check
all
this out.
Time like
I
it
found
was with you.
You interrupt me when I'm talking, and then I take a drink, and you're quiet. Good job.
Well, I thought you were still talking. So... Don't do that to me.
Is that hard to do?
I wasn't paying attention.
So what was I saying? Oh, right. So I found this cyst on my dick when I was a kid, and it was maybe...
Yeah, and look. Hey, hang on
will
a second.
Will you shut your
sorry,
mother
Sorry, Ansby says, what?
Mouth.
You bitched about Danny not wanting sex so much.
Because it was so... How many O's did she type? So annoying. Because I wanted to fuck, goddammit!
Well, and I have the same feeling, okay? But I don't push it off as hard as you did, okay? At
because
all.
I need to fuck! I have testosterone. It's stronger than estrogen. Testosterone is like fentanyl patches.
Look,
Amsby
estrogen, says she almost moved.
Estrogen is like Tylenol.
I'm gonna fucking pound your face in with this mic.
I'm gonna squirt blood on you from right here.
Your fuck face. Amsby says, look, she almost moved out.
That wasn't over that, though, only.
It was over sex. Well, because you wouldn't shut up about us not having sex enough. So, you did it pretty hardcore, yeah.
Because it was too early in the relationship to already stop fucking. That's why. And
who
I
the
love
fuck
you.
Says
I
what's
fucking,
too early and what's too late, whatever.
I do. I fucking love you and I love fucking you.
Anyway,
especially
the thing is
night.
You made a huge deal about it, and now that you can't fucking, I say a couple little things about here and there. I'm like, oh, man, I really...
Because I'm a man, and that bugs me.
You don't think it bugs me?
I'm sure it bugs you. What bugs you more, sugar in the gas tank or this?
Sugar in the gas tank.
Uh-huh. Got it. So when I found this thing, I was a kid, probably like... Fuck, I don't know. I was a kid. And it was, like, smaller than the size of a marble, I would say. And then I just didn't think anything of it. It's weird. It's on your dick now. Which, by the way, I've showed my penis to two people already.
Who's the other one?
Three people, if you want to count yourself. Once you show a doctor your dick and you get a thing shoved in your fucking pee hole, you don't give a shit anymore. I showed, I was like, hey, Braden, check this out when I was at Anna's earlier.
Did you
eating?
Oh, my God.
Because he's like, how you doing? And I'm like, all right. I'm like, how are you doing? And he's like, okay. And he kind of like looks down with his eyes at my dick and then looks up at me. And he's like, no, how are you doing? And I'm like, check this out, dude. Have you ever seen this? And he's like, no, no, and thought I was kidding and shit. And I'm like, you know what? I don't even give a fuck. And I unzipped him,
well, bam.
Fucking pulled it out. I'm like, dude, fucking look at this thing. This is my dick, and I don't know what this is. Actually, I do. It's a sebaceous cyst. but why is it on my deck? I don't want it.
What did he say? Was he like, oh God, like yeah, turn away?
He kept walking away as I'm like we're both
following
walking
him.
Like
you're
this
like, hey, look,
dick
look.
In my hand, like, dude, check this out. And then I showed it to Chris. Because I'm
Chris?
Like, hey, Chris, you ever seen one of these? And he like looked over. I'm like, bam, dick with a thing on it.
Yeah. Which Chris?
But like, I have no problem now.
Which Chris?
Oh, the dad. The.
Oh, God. It's great.
So, and then he and then he told me the story about when he was in the hospital and had something all the way up in his pee hole. And I was like, God, that. I can't even hear the word catheter without
catheter
just cringy.
Pee hole.
So I'm a picker and a scab puller and a zit popper. Like, I can't just leave shit alone. So growing
I know,
up,
I have that problem too.
I constantly fuck with it and squeeze it.
I even get to the point, it's so bad. If I don't have any scab zits or anything to pick at, I chew at the inside of my lips.
Okay, see, when I get to that point, I'll just start pulling out individual hairs on my
okay,
legs.
Okay, I hate that. That's annoying.
Or my pubic area.
I've done that. I've seriously plucked every pube.
I can't help it. I can't help it. So, you know, I fuck with it and I fuck with it and I poked it with a needle a couple times when I was
younger.
And
I, you know, I can't believe... Okay, go ahead. Sorry, go ahead.
Can't believe what?
No, go ahead.
No, I can't believe what?
That you started doing that again.
What?
Picking at it.
I couldn't help it because my dick felt like it was about to explode.
I know, and I understand.
Because of the sex last night that I fucking loved, by the way. Nice blowjob.
Was it worth it?
Shot in the mouth for you. Yes, it was, actually.
And you cried.
I did cry, but it was good.
But,
I cried!
I couldn't believe you did that because you're going to the doctor in a couple of days and you know that he'll be able to fix it and you'll be okay.
I know, but it felt there was so much fucking pressure and it was just bugging me and all day and shit. So, I went in to the bathroom and I was fucking with it and I was like, well, I should relieve
some... Mind you,
some-
all this time I was in town paying bills. I was not here to stop him.
Right. So I'm like, I should relieve some of this pressure. So I take a needle and I fucking just, while I'm squeezing it, I fucking bing and... Sorry.
Blood and shit everywhere.
Like a fucking disgusting, bloody, white... weird fucking hose. Just a blast of it. Like, I think my cyst came. I don't know. I think it came.
Maybe it's like backed up semen.
Maybe it's an alien. Like an infected. Maybe it's a triangle. And I am effed. It's the only one.
Just, I got home and I went in the bathroom and I looked and the bathroom looked like a massacre, dude.
So, I do that. And then I'm just, like, squeezing it, and it's just, blood is just going everywhere, but...
Amsby wants to know if it stunk, because usually cysts stink.
No. The blood didn't stink.
I think this is a
stink.
Different kind of the, cyst, you know?
Well, when I was a kid, I remember that sometimes, like, white stuff would come out of it, and that stunk. Weird.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
Weird.
Maybe
but,
it's
like,
a different
the blood...
stage.
The blood didn't, but it was kind of like sticky almost. And
well, because it's blood and something else. It's not
it's,
just blood.
It was real liquidy, though.
Yeah,
and
it's something
it was,
else.
It was the weirdest feeling. It was like a zit that just wouldn't stop popping, you know? It was so weird. But it hurt, but at the same time, it was like, oh, fuck me. Some of that pressure was relieved. But now it keeps, like, filling itself up again, and I'm
seriously, babe, you were in there with your dick in your hand, shaking and crying.
I was, because it fucking...
You freaked me the fuck out. I'm like, dude, me. He's gonna pass out in, like, 5, 4, 3, there he goes. No, you know?
Freaked me the fuck out.
It was bad,
that
dude.
Was a
it's
lot
so
of blood to come from my penis.
Yeah.
I might never be able to get a hard on again.
And I
ever.
Totally forgot that, like, you're kind of a girly dude and you've never been in fights or anything or things like that. And
okay,
so,
dude.
Like,
Dan.
I've seen. Dude, I've
Butch Dyke. Are you cool? I accept your apology.
But, don't you fucking do that. I fucking.
That's right.
You.
glass houses. Don't fling pennies.
I'll fucking stab your dick with this shit.
Good. Relieve some more pressure, because it's anyway, about time to go drain it again. So, if you will, you guys want to see
me? Do not do that again.
You guys
want to
see me drain the fuck out of it?
If you do that again tonight, I'm going to fucking do like I said earlier, knock you the fuck out,
bucks.
And you're going to wake up at a goddamn hospital with your dick cut open.
TheJamHole.com/donate, 50 bucks. I'll squirt it all over the camera. No, I'm totally kidding. So, what were you saying?
Hey, forgot.
Okay, so that sucks. And, yeah, but I go see the doctor, the urologist on Monday, really looking forward to that, but you know what? I'm over the whole, I'm gonna roll in there and just be like, dick out, bam, fix it, and make sure I'm out when you do.
Right.
Right.
Well, I don't know, you'll be fine, you just gotta stop fucking with it so much.
I'm really nervous about it.
Like, I don't
all jokes
why.
Aside, I'm so fucking nervous. I remember when I was a kid, and it was late at night, and I was watching, like, Silver Spoons or Growing Pains, one of those. And it was, you know, the episode, I'm sure every TV show does this, but it was the episode where one of the kids is in the hospital, and he's getting his tonsils removed.
Uh-huh.
And he was, like, really super scared about it, and they put him out, and he, like, went into this death world kind of dream. That freaked me out so bad, I ran out of the room crying to my mom, and I was like, I don't want you guys to die. I don't want to die. I need my tonsils. Just
what?
Fucking crying and
oh
shit.
Oh, my God.
And I don't know, man. Whenever, I always just thought growing up that, like, if I ever had to have surgery, that was it. I would just call it quits, because that sucks. Game over. I fucked up or something happened, and that's all. And
really?
I'm so nervous about
and
this.
And you know what? Okay. What I was saying before that I remember what I was talking about is, like, I've been in fights and stuff to where there's blood running down my face and I can't see out of my eyes because there's so much blood.
Chickadee says, I've been watching way too many videos of cysts on YouTube.
It's so gross.
Did you
you
see
sick
the one?
Fuck.
Did you see the one on the forums? On thejamhole.com/forums in the video section, we uploaded
one.
Beer. It's the best one I've seen so far. Besides the spider popping one, which wasn't really a cyst,
but
gross.
You know, I had forgotten how much you had not seen your own blood type of deal, you know? And, like, I almost cut my finger off and laughed my ass off because I went up to my brother and kind of squeezed it and blood shut out. I was like, funny. And that's not a big deal to me, you know? I mean, it hurts, yeah, sure, but, like, seeing a bunch of blood come out of me is not a big deal. I don't mind. What are you doing? I don't even know what you're doing and why you're doing it, but stop doing it. And,
good professional.
I am professional.
You're an idiot.
Super professional.
Super idiot.
Super great. But
like, super suck me.
Anyway, back to the surgery point of things, dude. You really shouldn't be worried about that. I mean, I had that colonoscopy thing. Can you imagine how fucking worried I was about that? They can puncture
and
your fucking intestine and give you septic shock and fuck your shit up for the rest
and
of your life.
I feel bad now that I gave you a hard time about that, because now I'm going through this, and honestly, you've been
Like, you'll be fucking fine. You'll be okay. And then, like, basically pushed me out of the fucking truck and dropped me off at the office. And then I got knocked out and had no idea what was going on.
Got a camera shoved up your butthole.
Right.
Your butthole. You should have gave you some meth. Meth loosen up your butthole.
But like I said before, the only thing that's really bad about being knocked out is the fact that you can't eat for a day and you can't drink shit for like 8 hours, because most people's first reaction to being knocked
that's
out
fine.
With that stuff is vomiting.
Don't give a fuck.
Okay.
That part's fine.
That's fine. That's great then.
I want to be sitting here reading whatever book I'm reading after Infected. And all of a sudden, I just want to be knocked out. I don't want to know when. I don't want to know who. Just
they're not
going
to come to your fucking house and knock you
yes,
out.
Yes, that's what needs
it's gonna
to happen.
It's going
to
be me and my fist,
and
you'll never know.
I want to wake up back in my house with the book I was reading and a fat fucking pile of fucking pain pills for my
and
penis.
And a shit ton of stitches on your dick.
And hopefully no stitches on my dick, right.
You're going to have stitches.
No! No!
How do you expect this to happen?
Whoa. Would that be like a Jacob's ladder?
Mm-mm.
No?
Mm-mm.
Do you think they could do that instead?
No.
My penis is sore, guys.
I know.
It's a penis.
How do you think this is going to happen?
It's a penisaurus rex. Are you kidding?
Yeah, it's a penisaurus wrecked.
Oh, you're a bitch.
Yeah, no. But how do you think this is going to happen, dude? They're going to have to cut it right down the middle, pop that sucker out, and stitch the fucker shut. That's all that's going to happen.
Thank you.
Okay, you're going to have stitches. It'll be a little sore, but you know what? I guarantee you it'll feel much better than it does now, even after the fucking surgery, even with the stitches in it and being super tender.
The surgery I did?
No, it's going to hurt less than that, dude. Seriously, because that thing will be gone, and you won't have the constant swelling and throbbing and shit. Even it being a fresh fucking wound being stitched together, it's going to feel better than what it feels like right now.
And honestly, I'm sure the anticipation is the worst part, and I'm an adult for the most part, and I acknowledge that, but I'm freaked. So, that's all.
I know.
I'm just going to get fucking way blazed.
You were fucking crying your eyeballs out about it earlier.
I was crying.
You made me all super that sad
shit,
about it.
All that shit. And then I thought of my mom and my grandma dying, and I just lost my shit. So thank you very much. I'm good now for the next 3 years.
What were you saying earlier, though? You felt bad about making fun of me for the fucking colonoscopy.
Yeah, we already
now?
Covered that. Moving on.
Yeah, so apology.
You're welcome. Oh, no? You're welcome. How's it go?
I'm sorry.
Apology accepted. Moving on.
No. Come on.
I'm sorry.
You're sorry?
Yes.
Okay. You feel bad for doing that to me now?
Because
I've been super cool to you about this whole thing, okay?
Oh, Burger says, wow, Matt will never get laid. Looking forward to that.
Yes, you will. Once they sew your penis back on.
It'll be all ribbed for your pleasure.
It's ribbed now. I love it.
It's a speed bump.
Super cool.
Yeah, it's great.
If you could only get that on the top, that'd be cool.
Should I have him do that instead then?
Yeah, I'd be like, just move it to the top.
Can you do that?
Yeah, just like move it, like locate
like
it over here.
Slide it over.
Like staple it down, make sure it's on there good. I don't know how you do that, but do it.
You ever eaten at a Cracker Barrel, Dana?
Fucking A, I have.
Good shit, huh?
Hell yeah.
You ever seen a hate crime happen at a Cracker Barrel?
Nope.
The FBI is investigating a possible hate crime incident in which a woman was beaten to the ground in front of her child at the entrance to a Cracker Barrel restaurant in what state would you just a wild guess?
Georgia. Florida.
Morrow, Georgia. Fucking.
I was right. Sweet. That's me. Whoa! Being awesome.
Woo!
Well, Cracker Barrel was originated in Georgia, I do believe, so... It is a very southern brand.
For throwing things at me, bitch. Please. Down on your motherfucking knees. Head ease.
God damn
Beatrice.
It.
Beatrice. What?
You're retarded.
So that sucks.
Cracker Barrel is great, dude. You ever eaten at a Kissin' Cousins? Ooh, that's way southern.
Never heard of that.
Yeah, it's Kissin' Cousins. It's kind of like the Cracker Barrel, but more backwater. Super good food. Awesome biscuits and gravy.
That was good.
Spitting on the floor.
Goodness.
King.
I think I'm done with that.
All right.
Excuse me.
Giggity.
Troy Dale West Jr., of course, of Poland, Georgia, is facing charges including misdemeanor battery and disorderly conduct after allegedly beating Army Reservist Tasha Wania Hill, who is 35. After the two had words at the entrance of the Morrow Cracker Barrel, they had words.
They had words.
Some people go to Cracker Barrel to have food. They went there and had words.
Let's all go down to the Cracker Barrel, have some words.
What kind of words?
Some
maybe
words,
like
son.
Bow, 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 bow,
no.
Hill, an African American.
Oh, you don't go to the Cracker Barrel if you're African American.
No,
are
you
fucking
go
doing,
to the
dude?
Cracker Nigger then. Cracker Barrel. Oh.
No, it's a nigger.
I know.
Barrel,
I fucked up. Thank you.
Yeah. Anyway,
that's what you get for being racist. See, minor detail. Oh. Little sissies. Do you remember that show?
No.
Me neither. He was yelling racial epithets at her as the attack took place. What do you think he yelled at her? Quote, you want to read the quote?
You want me to read the quote?
You should in your...
I should? In my Labrina Brown?
In your Labrina Brown voice.
You want me to come over there?
I'll tell you what to say, okay?
Okay.
He did punch me with a closed fist repeated times. My head is still hurting today. I have knots on my head.
Wait, okay, repeat that again. And he did hit me. What?
Doesn't matter. The FBI has initiated an investigation in the matter to determine
See,
if
that's
civil
not even how she said it, I guarantee you.
Civil rights violation occurred.
It's going to be like, that motherfucker hit me in the head. I don't know how many times, but he hit me so many fucking times. Look at this shit. In the back of my head, they had to shave my head and stitch that shit shut. It still leaks. Look, I touch it. I touch it.
Knocked out
leaks.
My motherfucking cornrows, nigga.
That
not
shit
my
is throbbing right motherfucking now. That shit is throbbing. Motherfucker hit me in the head.
In the
I
head.
That nigga's ass. You don't even know.
Kick his ass. That's awful. The woman's daughter was visibly upset the night of the attack, according to Captain, who said he was on the scene shortly after the alleged attack. A police report of the incident said Hill's daughter was, quote, crying uncontrollably and her body was shaking / trembling.
Sweet. Motherfucking body went in convulsions,
that will,
baby.
That will happen. My neck and my back. My pussy and my crack. quote, the man slung open the door pretty hard and fast, and I had to push my daughter out of the way. I turned to the man, and I just said, excuse me, sir. You need to watch yourself. You almost hit my daughter in the face.
Are you?
And from there,
Latino or Asian or what are you doing?
Hill, because her name is appearing on CNN
downhill
night. Hill and her attorney Kip Jones denied that she spat on West. Jones said he saw surveillance video of the incident. Quote: at no point did Miss Hill do anything to provoke the attack. She did not spit on Mr. West. She spoke to him. He attacked her. How old are you, adults? She spit on me and then he did it and he did it. Boom! Boom! You're both dead. Problem solved. Moving on.
Nah, see, we was like motherfucking 16 and shit. And he fucking spit on me and that just happened from there. Oh, wait, did I spit on him? I don't even know anymore.
That blows my mind.
Yeah, you know.
Police said Hill stayed.
The Cracker Barrel. That's all it is to, dude.
Hill stated that, quote, West punched her in the left cheek, so she turned the other cheek, got punched in the right cheek, forehead, kicked her body in several places, and punched her head in many areas several times.
That's why I got this pretty halo.
A punch in your head.
I got screws in my temple now.
I put a motherfucking hole in your forehead, biatch, rookie biatch.
Jesus Christ.
That's amazing. Quote, it's just terrible when something like this happens anywhere, let alone in one of our stores. Don't sue us, please. It's worth noting that Cracker Barrel employees did their best to assist Hill as soon as they became aware of the sitch. Hey, what's the sitch? Well, this black chick is getting beat down by this, what was he? Just a white dude? A Cracker Barrel?
A
yep.
Fucking cracker
just
working
a white
down
dude,
the Cracker Barrel.
Long hair, beard, a little chubby around the cheeks.
Dude, I love the Cracker Barrel.
I'll
they
post
the best stuff
biscuits Troy Dale West Jr.
Troy Dale West Jr.?
Jr.
Jr.?
That's right, Jr. I'll post these links to
hey,
him in the show
Junior?
Notes.
Hey, Jr.?
Jones said he was convinced this was a hateful racist attack based on, what would you base this on? Perhaps the N word? Perhaps the B word?
I'm going to say cracker.
What?
I'm going to say cracker.
Cracker? Perhaps. The language was vile. It was racist. It was sexist. It was completely offensive. Completely unprovoked.
It was amazing.
No, motherfucker, ow, hit me again. CNN's efforts to reach West at his home were totally unsuccessful. He is free on bond, of course. Hill was treated at a hospital after the attack and released. She is not any fucking
closer to
Bird 35 says Labrina should be on radio. Yeah, I think she should too. She's pretty fucking cool.
A.
She's a sweet chick, dude. I like her. Just don't fucking take her milk. We'll be okay.
Oh, shit.
Let her have her milk. She'd be good to go.
Motherfucking shit. So I got one more story here at 26 sent into us. I kind of want to talk about before we get the fuck out of here. This is from Oh, let's talk about Cube real quick. We saw Cube 1969, the very original.
Whole movie, one room.
1 hour. Not actually. It was kind of slow at first, but then it like, I don't know, man. I kind of dug it.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of dug it. Like, you are doing this. Everything that's happening, you're collapsing the waveform and forcing it into...
I like the story of it, and I like the idea of it. Just, it was done in 1969, so how well could it possibly fucking be made, you know?
Not bad.
It wasn't bad for 1969, and you know what? I think that clown dude, I really think that was Divine from Pink Flamingos.
Excuse my face, maybe.
I really think it was. That fucking mouth and the eyes and shit, that was, I was like, holy shit. I just wanted to hear him go, I am Divine! And I was like, oh shit, go eat a turd.
Yes, call you live on the jam hole. Holla.
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 Hey.
Hi.
Hi, holla.
Hey, it's Chickadee.
Oh, what up, G?
Hi. So where I work, I fix. I'm not gonna say the company, of course, because like it pays fairly
okay.
well.
At Walmart.
But
I fix television, internet, and phone.
Okay,
and,
Bresnan.
Comcast. Got it.
Got it. Or AOL.
Sure. Right. Sure.
High
sure.
speed. Absolutely.
Sure. We'll say Comcast.
That's your competitor. I knew it. It's someone else. No. Anyway.
Anyway, yeah, so, the old people.
Uh-huh.
Love
old people. I get, like, 86-year-olds calling to find out about their online banking. Those are great calls.
or teaching an 80-year-old Filipino woman how to send an email attachment.
Yes, yes, that's wonderful.
Did she speak English?
Yep.
How do I...
Well, yeah.
It's like, how do I use, set up my online mobile alerts? Do I click... No, ma'am, click here. No, do I click this and send... Send Tess a message? Yes.
Do you want me to restart my computer? No. No.
No, do not do that.
Start it yet.
Yeah, dude, once you get one restart, your call time is effed.
Oh, shit.
Right there, dude.
Oh, that's the other fucking shit. The fucking statistics.
I had to walk an old lady through how to clear her cookies. That was a bitch.
Yeah, I've had to walk. Oh, God, it's just terrible. I'm like, what? Okay, my worst, most memorable call, this really old guy, gotta be in like 70s, maybe 80s, and you know, they get this fucking entitlement complex. I pay $300 a month. Why isn't my shit working? Why should I be charged for you to send a tech out to fix my shit? Because, ma'am, if we can fix it from here, they're gonna charge you for being stupid.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So anyway, this dude, he calls in. Okay. I see you guys have been on for 48 hours. All right. Is there a time on the set box? Yeah. All right. Is your set-top box turned on? No, how do I do that? All right. You press the STD button and then the power button. Okay, so now what? Is your TV turned on? No, how do I do that? You press the TV button and then the power button. Oh, I just only got fish and then you buy.
Unbelievable. And you know what? What's awesome about this is that these people, like, have parts to play in society to make it function, but they're so dumb.
I came up with the best idea ever. You know the Jitterbug cell phones, right?
Right.
They need to make Jitterbug computers. One for, grandchildren pictures, the most basic of email, and...
That's about it.
Like a life alert or something.
Life alert. That's it. Done and done.
Pretty
and
much.
You not, we still get people who are still using AOL. I shit you not.
Oh,
they still
God.
Have like, the AOL fucking broadband. Or they're still using the AOL fucking browser.
The dial-up
shit. They don't... You try to get them to get up to the address bar for like, and they just keep going, oh, it's bringing up a search page. No, the address bar where it has the HT TTP and everything, and we have to tell them the forward slash. There's a very fine line between, like, actually spelling it out for them and feeling and being condescending. Oh, God.
When I'm like, go to bankofamerica.com, they put in bankofamerica.com, and they don't put in the www, and then it leads them to a fucking a phishing site.
Nice. If they had Google Chrome, that probably wouldn't happen very
much.
Right,
but, like, these people are using, like, way old browsers and, like, Packard Bells.
Netscape 2.1.
Yeah, and they do that, and I'm like, what the hell are you doing? Please just type it right.
And shit, oh my fucking God, and we get people from New Jersey. New Jersey calls are the fucking worst.
Yeah, you can't even understand. You can't even understand their language. So, hey, are you coming to the live show?
Hey,
shh.
What was that? Yes.
Listen, shh. Are you coming to the live show?
I told you. I said I can't.
All right. I forgot.
When? what day? What time? The weekend?
Goodbye.
If it's a Friday and Saturday, I can try and make it.
Yeah. It's Friday. This Friday, thejamhole.com/250. All right, we're going to talk about prayers in school, and then we're going to get out of here. Thank you for the call. Holla. Okay, so Florida. You went to school here, yes?
Where?
Florida.
Yes.
Okay. Did you pray?
No.
Were you the prey?
No.
Okay. Two Florida school administrators were due to appear in federal court Thursday to face contempt charges for saying a prayer at a school luncheon.
Yeah.
Don't pray.
What was the name of the school?
Pace High School in Pace, Florida. P-A-C-E.
Lame.
Lame. And another school, they face a non-jury trial before U.S. District Judge M.C. Rogers. Oh, shit, son. You heard that new track? By U.S. District Judge M.C. Rogers.
Yep.
M.C. Rogers.
Got it.
Oh, I keep forgetting, like, there's no camera on me. And they're just, like, watching you pick at your face and shit.
Yeah, I'm picking my nose right now. I got boogers stuck to my nose ring. Gotta clean that up.
All right. Well, fantastic. I'm done with this.
Birthday
so, thank you so much. Thanks, guys. For the Friday show, it's been a blast. It's been a slice.
Sorry it was so late.
It's been fantastic. Yeah, I don't know. That was my bad. That was Ustream's bad.
That was also my bad. I had to pay bills and shit.
It was my penis's bad for bleeding all over the place and making
me. And
you're
bad for squeezing it to
fall
death.
Fall unconscious.
Right. And so, vomiting. You vomited.
I did.
That's the first time I've ever seen you puke.
That's the first time I've puked
in a long
time.
You were sitting there happy, hunky-dory, dude, doing your thing, and then all of a sudden you fucking ran, and I was like, what? And I heard, and I thought you were joking, like, playing around, and then I heard it splash in the toilet. I'm like, I turned around, and did you hear me? I'm like, holy shit, are you puking?
Yeah. Thank you.
That was great. I came in there, rubbed your back, and got you a paper towel. I was like,
held my hair
okay,
back.
Baby.
Thank
I got
you.
It.
Aww. Thank you very much.
It's okay.
I really appreciate you when you do that.
Hey, you know what?
So,
I love you. That's what I do. Got that. I'm locked down. I'll hold your hair back. It's cool. I'll plug your nose when you puke so it don't come out that way. It's fine. I got it. Are we ending the show? What's up?
I don't know. I was just going to see how long you could keep just making up retarded shit to say.
I could do that all day long. Like,
I see that.
Like, stuff and some bobblehead and some jam hole posters and some light bulbs and some lamps and some vials and some mixers and some Jack in the Box and some Keith and the Girl stickers and some jam hole stickers and some jam hole church stickers. Skull Church sucks my balls.
All right, and some... TheJamHole.com/250 Friday, bitches. Friday.
10
be there.
Night.
We're going to film it.
Grill.
And if you want to hang out beforehand, 8 o'clock, we're going to all sit down and have dinner at Anna's on the sit down side.
Right.
MDS's treat. So show up for that at around 8 o'clock. And
MDS's
then
treat?
Once we. What?
MDS's treat?
It's his treat?
You just said he's treating? What?
He said he's going to treat us to dinner.
Did
right
you?
On. So, yeah, thejamhole.com/250. Also, buddy Christ, holla. thejamhole.com/store. Why don't you go check out Jamhole Church stickers? Because
fucking
they
A.
are fucking awesome.
Dude, those are so hot.
$3 each. Circle ones, 2 for $5. Get them. There's not that many, but there's enough to make you look fucking sweet. So.
And they will stay on your car forever.
Vinyl jam hole.
And they will look beautiful.
Church.
They're going to last so much longer than those other ones we had. For real.
They're beautiful. So, yeah, thejamhole.com/store. Check it out. CDs. We'll talk to you guys Monday and then Wednesday and then nothing till the next Monday. And that's when thejamhole.com/contest 120 gig iPod loaded with jamhole shit. Get your entries in. Thejamhole.com/contest. $5 entries. Enter as many times as you want. We will see you guys Monday. Goodbye!
Goodbye!
You are listening to The Jam Hole. The Jam Hole. TheJamHole.com.